Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes away from the 80-minute power hour. How many bets do you think for tonight?
Total NBA and college? Ooh, man. College,
the first digit's one or a two?
Oh, I mean, the first digit's a one, but it's not a zero, or it's not a single-digit number, probably, because NBA have some pretty good thoughts tonight, I think, and was able actually to dig a lot more deeply into some of the college basketball games tonight. There's so few, obviously. Five main market games, some extra games. Iowa, Illinois, a ton of injury stuff going on. So just was more fun to have that time. No more college football in earnest, to just go through everything. Like, looking forward to doing that a lot more as we get closer to, you know, winter time, when we really do college basketball big time.
I know the top 25, Nick, like, didn't really want to handicap either of the two top 25 games, because they're both like 30 point spreads. Is that bad that I just saw that? I was like,
Iowa, Illinois. I mean, that's like Iowa, Illinois is like the game people care about the most tonight.
Okay.
I think.
Well, then it's not really top 25, Nick, then, though.
Right. Although you could make an argument that Illinois is probably going to end up in the top 25 by the time the year is over. They have too many injuries to start the year. Well, Iowa, maybe. So, you know, kind of top 25, Nick. Future top 25, Nick, I guess.
It's a remix, baby.
Right. Let's see. Hey, sometimes on a Monday during college hoop season, you got to get creative. Not a lot of games.
So there you have it. Bill has informed us he's got four NHL bets for tonight in only six games, because he's an absolute legend. So we're going to give you NHL bets coming up 20 minutes from right now. Ken and I will handicap tonight's 10-game slate in the association. We've got college basketball. We've got overnights and, of course, side total and props. And we know that's what people are going to be into, the overnights and the side total props for the Patriots and the Bills. I've got some anytime touchdowns. Are we going to have any touchdowns in this game? Like, at least early? Maybe not?
Yeah. We'll have touchdowns in the game. We'll have a fun discussion about this, because this is the first island game where we have like confirmed terrible weather, and we have to figure out how much of an impact, if at all, or to what degree it has an impact on what we want to bet.
Yeah, so that all of this is coming up. The Power 80 starts 20 minutes from right now. But for right now, we got to talk a little college football playoff, because we've got the semifinals are set. In case you've been living under a rock, you know it's Alabama, Cincinnati in the 1-4, as Alabama just kills Georgia on Saturday, just like Kirby. Is it ever going to happen, Curb?
I mean, that's probably the worst. It's probably the worst Alabama team since, where Tua was hurt and Mac Jones had to play in the Auburn game and they lost that game. It's probably in the Saban recent run, it's probably the worst Alabama team since that. And it's at least about as good as the Jake Fromm title game Georgia team. Probably not quite as good. I had them rated higher, but you're not going to get a more advantageous setup for those two schools with these two coaches still there. Now, Saban's, the window is closing. I mean, just because age of humans, but that's about as good of a setup as you're going to possibly get.
I don't know. Do you think Saban could take down Father Time?
I mean, think about some of the icons that we've, like, we just kind of like take for granted. They're just around our entire lives. Like, they're running this like Brady man in the arena thing. I'm just like won a Super Bowl. I was in high school. Like,
well, what's it going to be like next year with John Shires coaching Duke?
Right. Right. Imagine, like, that'll be a really interesting conversation, by the way, when it's Hubert Davis, John Shire and Duke, North Carolina. And do we just completely lose the luster of that rivalry, you know? And like, what does North Carolina's recruiting stay like too? What is Duke's recruiting stay like? I guess it's an even crazier question.
All right, so college football playoff. Bama, Cincinnati, Georgia, and Michigan. Jake, I don't know if we've got the college football fight theme song. If not, I guess we could play. Yeah, if surprise us here, either that or Lock.
Holiday music. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you know, just dealer's choice. Could nothing really possibly
there
be
was
the answer.
There was only one wrong answer there, and it was nothing.
Okay. Well, now we have something.
Okay.
Good music, because, right, New Year's Eve, a little celebratory. But my girlfriend's dad yesterday went on, like, a huge rant. Not a rant, but, like, all, like, laid out the plans for New Year's Eve. Like, I'm going to come over on New Year's Eve after your show. We're going to watch the game. I'm going to order food from this place, and we're going to get this, this, and this. And I'm just like, man, like, can the Raiders cover the spread in this game first, and then we can talk about New Year's Eve.
Right? We're a little far off. We still got, 25 days, basically, for it to happen. And I will be in Florida. I'm always in Florida for these playoff games. Everyone goes to sleep. I'm with my wife's family. We're in, like, all these separate condos on the beach, and everybody goes to bed really early because everybody's got kids. And I'm like the only person that makes it to the end of the first game. And then the second game, I'm totally on my own, like up sitting up in bed with all the lights off, all the kids asleep, wife asleep, watching the second half of that ridiculous Ohio State Clemson semifinal 2 years ago, where Fields throws the interception in the end zone right at the end of the game. And I'm like trying not to scream. There are Ohio State fans staying in our complex. They're all going crazy. I'm like hoping the kids don't wake up. Not exactly how I normally consume college football. Playoffs are always different.
Yeah, so again, Ken will be on vacation that week. What a jerk. Who goes on vacation in December during football season? By the way, I had a great week in the Cayman Islands back in 2019 in December for my mom's 60th birthday, which was awesome.
By the way, if you want Nick to get even, stay tuned for 2022. Ritual feature starring such well-known stars as Fridays and The Summer.
Chris Ranji.
From the people who brought you Fridays comes July, starring Mark Melusis and Chris Ranji. Right?
And Nick Ashew. It's baseball season, right? On You Better You Bet.
Man, just talk about a home run.
Listen, while you're on the beach, just think about that. Just think about that, my friend. Okay.
Now, yeah.
God, I can't believe that. God, honestly, like, I think I would take the Fridays, but I mean, that week off is going to be glorious for you to reach.
Oh yeah. Series. Very excited for that week off. Always.
Cause love. I'm running out of steam. Like even like right now, I feel like I'm one of those robots that you watch like a science fiction movie that like takes like a deep breath and just the smoke just comes out of it.
Well, I'll still be here. I'll do both Sunday shows with you around there. So it's not like the full week.
Oh, how magnanimous of you. Very nice of you.
Just wanted to throw the little breadcrumb, my friend.
Thanks a lot. I'm still hungry. Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
New Year's Eve, game number one, the Cotton Bowl, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Alabama and Cincinnati. So since he gets into the playoffs, it took like the committee didn't want it. So let's not. Oh, congratulations to the committee. They finally did it. They didn't want to.
Yeah. Bama falling into a four spot. God, that's
what. Bama 13.5 against Cincy. 58.5 is the total. Pen, pencil, blood, or blank. Bama and Cincinnati.
Oh, man. Side is extremely tough in this game. I will say I have bet this game already. I have not bet the second game yet. I think you bet the second game.
I did.
I bet the under in this game, actually, at 58.5. I was actually surprised with how off my projection was for this game from a total standpoint. Side, I'm pretty close. Side, I think I am 11.5 or 12, something like that. So if we start getting to like 14.5, 15, we start getting up there. I have to at least look at Cincy, right?
Well, that was my fault. Was 14.5 or more, I would consider Cincinnati. 13.5, probably nothing for me on the side.
Right. And we have this gross history of Alabama in these semifinal games against overmatched opponents, favored by large numbers and covering when people tried to talk themselves into the underdog. Washington, Michigan State.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but was one of those games against, I know Kyler Murray in Oklahoma played, I think it was against Alabama, right?
It was the second game. Was it the first game before Clemson, Ohio State? No, it wasn't, because that was LSU, Notre Dame. It was the second game the year before that. Where it was the second game was Alabama, Oklahoma. The total was like 90. The total was completely
ridiculous. And the game went under, right? And Oklahoma covered,
yes.
Like barely covered.
I would have to go back and check. Yeah, but covered and was never going to win, I think, in my opinion.
And the number was like close to this, right, in that game.
Right. Yeah. And that was a really good Alabama team. And Oklahoma, obviously, their defensive efficiency was atrocious. So you would get a projection that would be Alabama.
I think it was 14. And I think I had Oklahoma 14 and like Bama won by like 11 or 12 or something. In any event.
Sounds about right.
At 14.5, I'd consider Cincinnati. Tell us why you like the under in the game. That's interesting.
Yeah, this is a big number difference for me. And I ran some of the prestigious bowls just to be curious. I only have the two semifinals up in front of me. And I'm like on most of the numbers. If I'm not, it's probably because there's a question about whether a guy's going to play like a quarterback or a star quarterback in a bunch of the games. But for Alabama Cincy, like I came in 52.5 in this game, and I agree with that. I've been really dead on with both teams' totals, honestly, for the most part. Throughout the course of the season, we've played a bunch of Cincinnati unders throughout the year. We've had pretty good success on them. But again, like you have so much data on these teams. I was really surprised that this number opened this big. Now, playoff semifinals tend to behave a little bit differently. The coaches have a ton of prep time to get the teams ready. Players may or may not come back from injuries. Now, I have not seen an update confirmed on John Mechie for Alabama, their wide receiver. I know there's a lot of rumblings that it could be a very bad injury for him. And
wasn't it confirmed that he tore his ACL? Like
I heard torn ACL, but I haven't sought out the information.
I thought that was confirmed. I'm gonna double check right now, but I thought insiders like tweeted that out like it was like legitimate.
I had heard it like, oh well, he probably tore his ACL, like he's gonna be out, but I don't know if I saw anybody tweet it out. And I'm just also not
Saban confirmed it.
Great. Not great for him, but great to know.
Wonderful. The young man tore his ACL.
And so one of the dynamics in this game is obviously going to be replacing him, which Alabama has several talented receivers that you've never heard of that are going to fill that spot and probably be coached up and play pretty well, but it's an interesting
and get drafted in the top 20 next year.
But it's an interesting part of the handicap because one thing Cincinnati does have is corners, which is kind of interesting. So in terms of just that matchup, the game within a game stuff, also that would also lead more toward an under, like you lose a guy who potentially creates, a lot of explosive plays in your offense not playing. So now it's really like Jameson Williams and whoever wants to fill in. In these games, these Alabama kind of overmatched talent-wise team games, the thing that always happens immediately within the first 10 minutes of the game is you just watch the line of scrimmage in these games and it's an absolute disaster. So the way Cincinnati gets trucked here is this is exactly like a lot of those other semifinals where like Cincinnati is a really good team, but they're going to be overmatched at the line of scrimmage. Like they just are. Now, maybe Alabama's offensive line, maybe this was a mirage. Maybe that wasn't actually, they can't do it consecutive games. I don't believe that, but it's possible. They hadn't played very well. Then they played great against Georgia. Like, what are they going to be in this game? I still think like the line of scrimmage in these games just becomes such an incredible mismatch. It's really tough to bet the underdog against Alabama in the semifinal. These games are typically just like, railroadings basically. So I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the side. It's a little bit bigger than my number. The play would be Cincy, but I don't want them. I do want the under though. So that was like I was actually really surprised that number came in high 50s in this game. So I will take the under for a pen and not blood. I mean, just like a bet, but side, I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the game.
Okay. That's Alabama Cincinnati. I have no bet on the game yet. I mean, I'll probably bet the under if you have that big of a difference. That sounds pretty good to me. So maybe I'll make that pen as well.
Which is surprising.
Like better than your city. Yeah. Make it blood. 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 Yeah, so that sounds good to me. You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Magnificent Football Monday. P squared, B squared on the college football playoff semifinals. I bet Michigan earlier today. I saw 8, so I took it. I think our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, at 7.5 right now. So George, let's call it 7.5. The 3-seed Georgia, who got obviously jackhammered by Bama in the SEC championship game. I'm starting to use jackhammered a lot now.
It's a good one. It's a good to have it as part of the rotation. Got to have it in there.
Well, I generally like dump trucked, but I'll use jackhammered for now. Georgia, 7.5 against Big Ten champion Michigan, who, how about getting that game over on Saturday night against Iowa at the end? Love that. Thank you very much,
crazy.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Total here is the same as it was, basically. Yeah, so. Basically the same as it was right in the Big Ten title game, 43.5. Pen, pencil, blood, or blank. I'm already Penn Michigan at 8. What do you got here, Georgia and Michigan in the Orange Bowl?
I'll do the total really quick. So I mentioned I had a big difference in one game. I don't have a big difference in most of the major bowls. My total here is literally 43.7. It was 44. It's 43.5. This is what I mean when I'm like, I can't believe I have that difference in the Bama game. I shouldn't. And I do. So no opinion on the total ever. And it's very unlikely I will come up with one. The side, here's why this game's stupid. I really want to bet Michigan. Like, not because of my number at all. And I'll get to that in a second. It's a big number with a game that I think is going to be incredibly conservative and incredibly low scoring. And like, can Georgia build and maintain a huge lead against a team like Michigan? Maybe, but I think it's more likely no than yes. So like, framework of the game, where the spread exists, the type of game I think it's going to be, I'm with you. I kind of like Michigan. Here's a little bit of the problem with that. You know how I feel about closing spreads and how they tend to be more valuable than on-field performance. Georgia just closed almost this number against Alabama. This is a massive downgrade for them. A massive downgrade. If I use the rating I brought into last week, this number's 14.5. Like, that is crazy off of one game. Now, college football is a little different because in college football, more than any other sport, I do think you learn in one game a lot about a team, and you like should use some of it because you only get to play so few quality opponents. We really don't know until we know and we see you on the field against a quality opponent what it's going to be like. So there should be some adjustment. If this was an NFL game, it'd be asinine. But in a college football game, okay, I'll buy it. But like, I don't like the idea that I'm getting Michigan with almost like a big Georgia tax because they played so poorly last week. That's the only thing I don't like about this setup. Is that I'm playing against a team who just got downgraded crazily off of one performance. I feel like I don't get a bargain when I do that. So I have not bet the game yet. I definitely am not betting the total. Maybe it's like Michigan because I want action and I'm dying to watch the game. And I kind of want Michigan to win to get a different title game, honestly. I feel like a lot of people feel that way. But you can't ignore the close against Bama and this number, how similar they are. And it is not possible Alabama and Michigan are even close to the same rating. So like you're really paying a lot for Michigan here. That's the only thing that I struggle with here.
Okay, well, I'm on Michigan, so we'll see how that goes.
I mean, I want you to be right. Like, I want him to go to the title game and play Bama. It'd be way more fun.
All right, so that's P squared, B squared for the college football playoff semifinals. Still a lot of time, obviously, for these games to be handicapped. And then, of course, it won't be played for another 3 weeks or so. Quick break here on this magnificent Football Monday. And coming up next, we begin the Power Hour, the Power 80. And we begin with our guy Bill Matz plays tonight in the National Hockey League.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.